I went to work for Senator Wyden 7 years ago. Prior to that, I had been Governor Kitzhaber's press secretary for the last year of his, I guess, second term. Then this job came along and they sort of pulled me back in again.
It sounds like unwillingly.
It's somewhat of a daunting job when you first get there because you're working for a United States senator. The issues are much bigger. They're much more complex. The consequences of what you do can be enormous. I mean, I've lived in fear, abject fear, for 7 years that I was going to hold a news conference and nobody would show up. I have two more months. Having been a reporter, I like reporters. I understand their job, and I try to do as best I can to make them as successful as I can. They know I work for somebody who's an elected official, and they know that I'm going to have my own spin about things. You know, they're not put off by that. I think they understand my job as well as I understand theirs, and it's been a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, it's a tough duality, isn't it? You have to kind of be honest and straightforward with the reporters or you lose your credibility. At the same time, you have to put the senator in the best possible light you can.
Right. But like I say, you know, it's not been difficult for me to defend the positions of the people that I've worked for because they haven't been counter to what I believe myself. And they're pretty good guys. One thing I learned very early on in this is that anybody in public service, whether they're appointed or elected, it's a job. Like any job, some people are really good at it and some people are not. There's good carpenters and there's bad carpenters. Well, there's good public officials and there's bad public officials. Fortunately, I've been able to work with people who are good at their job. I've traveled a lot of miles around the state. I've spent a lot of miles in the car with Senator Wyden. We've written a lot of bad speeches, a lot of bad sound bites.
Tom, in the almost 7 years you've worked for the senator, have you had any oddball requests from reporters or media types?
The only thing that's odd is occasionally I'll get a call from a reporter who confuses Senator Wyden with either Congressman Walden or thinks that Ron is a member of the state legislature and wants us to comment on some bill before the Oregon legislature. But that's infrequent. And you know, they're all young. They're all starting out. I get it. I probably made the same mistakes when I was that age as well.
In your time, Tom, as a reporter and Senator Wyden's spokesman, Congress seems to have become increasingly gridlocked. How has this affected your work?
It's harder and harder to get things done, but I'm lucky in that I work for somebody who's the eternal optimist, and anybody who knows Ron Wyden knows that the glass is always half full with him. He works hard to be bipartisan, and that makes things a little easier to get things done.
You've been described as being puckish and at times gruff. Are those fair descriptions, and how do you see yourself?
I wouldn't disagree with that. I can be impatient at times. There's certain aspects of the media that I am not particularly fond of.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Conservative talk radio is not my favorite. Is not my favorite place.
Do you find yourself, given the fact that the senator is a Democrat and certainly on the liberal side of the spectrum, do you find yourself favoring liberal talk shows over conservative talk shows?
No, I favor professional reporters over unprofessional reporters. And I also favor people who tell the truth.
After working for many years in relative anonymity, except to the press, is it at all strange to be sought after yourself rather than as Senator Wyden's proxy?
The fact that not everybody knows who I am is probably a mark in my favor.
And what's next for you?
I'm going to treat this like a vacation and see how long I can stand it. Maybe I'll enjoy it. I'm an old school guy. I come from print. I started out covering the Tillamook City Planning Commission, and I made it all the way to covering an occasional White House press conference.
There are probably more media types looking for access to the senator now than there ever have been, given the blogs and the whole different kinds of media approaches that exist today.
Bloggers present a particular problem. Because you have a laptop and a website, it makes it kind of difficult to decide who's a reporter and who isn't anymore.
Is there any advice, Tom, or any cautions you might want to give to your successor?
Rely on the people who know the issues inside and out. If some reporter calls me up and has an issue that might have to do with some government regulation, I have people that I can go to and explain it to me. But they're going to explain it to me as policy people. And what my job has always been is to translate that into something that's understandable to the reporter who asked the question.
You never want to run for public office yourself?
Never. You know, it takes a special person to put yourself out there, and I'm way too private a person to do that. These guys are much better to work for than to be one of.
Tom Towsley is retiring June 30th as Senator Ron Wyden's State Communications Director. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.